episode. Now, there isn't Michael, so I'm going to admit him, but I need to. No. Michael, could you identify yourself, whether via chat or you can unmute yourself? Michael?
Everything turned on so he can hear you.
Yeah, there's power.
Okay,
Better.
the green light came on.
Mary, can you hear us? We should be okay.
Sounds like no blower.
Where
were we getting that noise from?
That was a horn outside of things,
was it?
Yeah.
I thought it
Michael, if you could unmute and identify yourself, please.
But Mary's not hearing you either.
I'm not sure. She sometimes just turns on. It usually tells me if my audio is not working, and it's
It's saying
fine.
it's on.
Mary? I'm asked to unmute. Well, I asked him in the chat if he uses the chat. Let me ask Mary.
If you click on his name, it doesn't give a phone number or anything.
No, that's a problem. So,
Yeah, it should be set up that way so you can.
yeah, they don't do it that way. So, Michael, can you hear us? If you can unmute.
X them out and move on.
Was your mom going to join tonight?
Yes.
Going around Ben's bedroom.
Mary, can you hear us? Anyways, I wrote it in the chat. Please identify yourself, Mary.
We're just in the same. I think it's Sunday. All right.
I'm back in the waiting. Can put him back in the waiting. Michael, we're going to put you back in the waiting room. You have to identify. Can you rename to identify yourself? Okay, he's back in the waiting room.
Okay, so we can get started.
We can get the web recording. We are recording. It's the April 20th Select Board meeting. And I did write in the chat, please identify yourself. So hopefully.
Well, so
Yeah.
we're taping.
We're taping, we're
Okay, we'll
recording.
open the meeting at 4 after 6. And the first item is Act 181.
What's any additions?
That's, well, we can do that afterwards. I think they
Okay.
want to get this done.
Yep.
Can I come up and sit down there? Is that appropriate?
That had a table here.
First of all, thank you for taking me early. A landowner in town asked, I think he'd asked to testify and decided he wasn't quite up to it. And somehow I got drafted. I live down the road, on this road, and I'm also the chair of the Planning Commission in Charleston. We've been grappling with this for a little while, Some of you may know a lot about it or a little about it, but let me try to give you a briefing and then try to answer questions. So, Act 250, you're probably all familiar with. Been around for 50 years, and it's been the legislation that's ruled over projects and building projects. Usually it's been applied to large projects or larger projects, and it's had its challenges, but it has triggered permitting and reviews on the basis of the size of the project, the number of buildings, the number of acres disturbed, what's going on in the general neighborhood. Smaller, low impact projects like a family house on a family land for sons or daughters, they've been largely unimpacted. Act 181, which was passed in 2024, but is now coming to light. It doesn't replace Act 250, but it changes it. It changes how the permitting process is applied. Instead of focusing on the size of the project, it now focuses on the location of the project. This is the most fundamental difference. It should be well understood. The state has been looking at what kind of building you're going to build. Now it's looking at where it's going to be built. On private land, it's looking at where on the land it's going to be built. Smaller projects may now trigger Act 250 review as a result. Depends on where they're located and how the project is accessed. And by that, I mean a driveway or a road on the property. Now we'll get back to this. This new regulatory process relies on mapping technology from satellites. It does not rely on people coming to your property and looking at the project and looking at you face to face and understanding who you are and what you're doing. It is done at a distance. As more people look at these maps, look at the technology and the methodology that went into it, they're becoming very concerned. This also creates a new land use review board. It's a five-member body that is in Montpelier, and they're in charge of making the rules for this law and implementing it. Town plans, which I think you're up for renewal soon,
Yeah, yes, we are.
they're now being brought under this land board. And in my view, in the view of some people in our town, they are becoming implementation tools instead of visions for what you want your town to be. Once again, the main policy change is that state government is classifying every acre in Vermont in one of three tiers. It's either going to be a tier one, a tier two, or a tier three. Tier one will be at the center of towns. It will be what's called a designated growth area. And the state is trying to guide how a town grows. A growth area presumably is a place where Act 250 rules will be relaxed, in some cases eliminated, so that people, developers, can come in and build housing where it's been hard and expensive for them to do it before. This is because there's a case being made that Vermont has a housing need. Some of that's true, and some of that may be challengeable. That's tier one, designated growth areas. You can think of it as a village center. Probably it would be right around here. Probably there'll be no tier one area in Westmore, just like there'll be no tier one area in Charleston, because we're small. This is more for cities. This is Rutland, this is Burlington, Montpelier. Tier two is most of the rural land in the state, and that's where we live. There is a new rule called the road rule that will now apply to all tier two and tier three land, and I'll explain tier three in a second. The road rule limits the length of a driveway or a road from the road to 800 feet. It also limits the total length of roads you build on your property to 2,000 feet. You can have a road for 1,000 feet, although it can only be 800 feet from the road. It could go across your property, and then another one for 1,000 feet, but you add them all up. This is the most controversial element of this new law. Tier three, environmentally sensitive areas that have been identified from satellites, and in fact are clustered around existing roads. You might say, why? In our view, we've looked at it pretty carefully. The purpose of this law is to cluster the population in rural areas to smaller footprints. They want us to live closer together, either on our own property, or they want us to move into village centers because they believe that humans are not good for the land. That's a subjective view, but I express it with some confidence. So there you go. That's the basic picture of this. The road rule starts right now on July 1st. This is the most debated part of Act 181. A road or a driveway that can't exceed 800 feet. If you wanted to put your son or daughter's house away from the house which you live in to provide them and yourself with some privacy, this is not going to be possible. The people making this law don't want you to be living far apart from each other because they believe that it fragments the land. There are more questions right now about how this road rule can be actually enforced, what the rules around it are going to be, than there is clarity. So I can't say much more about it, except the big concept, the big picture. There is one more thing to add that I'll add at the end. Supporters say 181 is designed to allow new housing to be built by developers with less friction from Act 250. It will encourage development in already existing village downtown areas. This has come about as a deal between developers and environmentalists. On one hand, for years, developers have said, hey, loosen up Act 250. Let us go for it. Environmentalists have said, no way, we're making it tougher. This is a deal between the two of them in which there's a portion of a city or a town that rules are looser and a portion where they get tighter. We're caught in the middle. because we live in rural land, we don't really have villages the way they're imagining them. Many people across the state are worried that this is shifting decisions away from community control. And I think when the state identifies every acre of land in the state and classifies it, that's a valid concern. It adds complexity and cost to small projects, building a home for your son or your daughter on your own land. It impacts rural landowners the most, and that is the majority of people in this state still, across the state, not just in the kingdom. It decreases property values because you have less control over what to do with your land. And when you sell it to someone, they have less control over what they can do. And it creates uncertainty about current projects. I've got the land all planned. I've ready to build a house, but now I don't know what's going to happen in the next year. So I would recommend that this group take a look at a website called Rural Vermont Rising that can be found at ruralvermontrising.com, just the way it sounds. You'll find it easily. And it will provide some more insight into this than I could provide today in a short, very short period. I'm going to leave with you two copies of a letter that we sent to the legislature so that it could guide you not only to who you might send a letter to, but just give you a model for a letter. This letter goes into some detail about the process, about the policies, about the players, and about the real purpose that's behind this act, because it's not what it seems to be. I'll let the letter explain that, and you can discuss it among yourselves. A letter from Westmore now from the Select Board would be important. There's been so much concern about this legislation across the state that many legislators are now saying to repeal the tier three, because it's the most restricted, and to repeal the road rule. In our letter, we called to repeal Act 181 and Act 59, which is married with it, and it'll be explained why when you read it. So that's my short version, and I thank you for listening, and I hope it was helpful.
Maybe it was very helpful.
Very helpful.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
John did have a question.
Yeah, and just to append, it was reported this morning that they are going to repeal the driveway rule and the class three. House Environment Committee said they would back that, and Scott said he would vote. He would not vote for it if the repeal wasn't there. So they're making progress there.
I would only add that talk is cheap.
Oh, I know. It still has to go through. But I think another key thing, as you mentioned, it only got to that point because of what Vermonters said against the legislature. The legislature did this in a complete vacuum without going to the towns, without going to a lot of other state agencies when they brought out Act 181. So it's really important to have the more Vermonters speak out about it.
And just to underscore that point, this has been law for 2 years. None of us knew a thing. Well, let me say that NVDA has been drawn under the land board, as are all of the town plans and the regional plan.
Well, that's yeah.
So they basically are drinking the Kool-Aid right now. And maybe they want to, maybe they don't.
But since we pay MBTA, we pay them to write our town plan. I think we need to get our planning board and select board involved in that process, because if they're drinking the Kool-Aid, we have to stop pouring it for them.
Let me say one other thing, which is that a town plan can be rejected and have no force of law if you don't toe the line. I'm writing the town plan right now for our town. We're going to make some steps we don't want to make because it's important to have a town plan that has the force of law behind it. You're going to have to give your town planning people a little bit of leeway here. Otherwise, they won't be able to play at all. That's the hard truth.
What's the website again? I've been on.
Rural Vermont Rising.
Rural Rising.
Rural Vermont Rising.
Harry can hear us. The answer is
.com.
put him back in. He didn't like
Yeah, you
the
spell it
song,
all
so
out.
should I put
Rural.
him out?
And these are not separate. This is one long
Right.
word. RuralVermontRising.com. If you put it into a search engine, it'll find it. And then it will also give you other things to look at. And I think you all should, because this is a land grab, pure and simple. People are taking away your property rights. I'll leave it there.
One other question. Do you know what our local representatives, what their feelings are on
Let them speak for themselves.
it?
Find out who they are.
Couples of
yeah, I'm
And they
just
are nailed.
You want one?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Your best.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, we don't want to make it word for word, but they. That's just, what do you think?
We'll make copies of the one.
Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, and we can all read it if we want to.
And give, you can bring it back if you
tomorrow
want.
And send it.
Well, I think we need to get on the stick and write it right off. Not
Yeah.
Wait, not wait around. That's.
Well, we're having a meeting Wednesday morning at 9:30.
Okay.
I already did the agenda and warned it, but this time you have 24 hours.
Yeah.
Just a thought to bring
yeah,
it back
we'll
then.
Distribute this then at that meeting. Take a look at
Yeah.
it for the rest of the.
And I can probably resend an agenda with that if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I have time.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because we got a lot on this whole. Okay, so
So then,
in addition to the agenda.
I have none.
None.
Nothing. Okay, so now who's okay.
I'll just do my notices. Just quickly, Green Up Day, May 2nd, Saturday, May 2nd. The bags are in. You can come pick them up, sign up. Generally, the trash truck is here from 8 to 1. Either way, I'm just going to tell people, bring their green bags to the municipal building. The trash people, somebody will pick them up with the truck at some point in time. Leave them in the parking lot, and we'll take care of it on that day. So that's that notice. And then just the Orleans supervisory meeting, the listening session. They did finalize the date for the Westmore listening session on May 7th at 6 p.m. in Fellowship Hall. We do have a schedule of a couple other ones. Anybody from any town can go to any one, but we want the Westmore people to know. So
Okay.
that's that.
So we're all set for opening bids for town auditor and
Mary, I guess.
Mary asked about, yeah, if she could do hers. Mary, can you unmute and do, if you want to do the Lister table?
Yes, I thank you very much. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, so
I just wanted,
go ahead.
I just wanted to say that it was my idea to take the wall down, but I didn't go to all the listers, the other two listers, and I did today. And they said they would prefer it not to come down because they thought it was really going to interfere with our privacy. So I just wanted to relay that message. And but they also said that whatever the select board decided, they would deal with. But their desire is to not have the wall taken down. And I'm sorry I didn't ask them first before I spoke up. I was just thinking about the select board and the select board meetings and the comfort. So I just wanted to relay that message.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you,
Thank
Mary.
you, Mary. So I don't know if you want to put that decision off or
work later.
Okay.
You want to table this, or you want to just, I mean,
All right.
what's your
Table it. Oh.
okay.
Okay, now you can do.
Okay, I'll start. Well, yeah, now we can do the treasurer.
Yes.
Open bids for town auditor for evaluation and review.
So two bids came in.
And we did send out four. We solicited 13. We got four people that said they were interested, and then there were two letters declining to bid. So those are those.
Right, I'll put those with the records.
And you've talked to both of these?
Talked to both of them. I haven't seen copies of the proposal itself, and I would like to see those because we had talks about we do modified accrual basis accounting. One guy was saying it would be cheaper if we did the accrual based accounting, but there is some reasons why not to do that. So I just looked into how the victim themselves is inclusive.
So you would like to have a chance to review those and bring the decision back
Yeah, I
at the
like to
next
just do a
meeting.
qualitative review in terms of their response to that. And
Triple right.
I structured it that
One that's
we
cost and
needed
one
to
that's
have
what it
a
is.
2025 audit. That we plan to do the 2026 audit. And if those 2 years went well, we would sign up to have 5 years. It's You generally get a better price if it's a longer term because they don't have to do as much to close, but
How much are we paying now? Do you have a number?
it was going to be 8,500 this year.
Well, this one is 22.5. I'm not going to take the time to read you the whole.
Which one is that?
This one is.
What was the envelope?
Yes. Batchelder Associates out of Barry. Then it went up from there each year, but that was the 2025.
Yeah. And Sullivan Powers and Company
Okay, for you.
is the second one.
You've got all the finance. This has got nothing in it.
Yeah, this is the financial. There's two copies of it.
That's
The cost goes like that.
Well, I think we should look at them. I mean, we can look at Frank's to look at them, but I think we should give it to John and let him do the fine print on it and
This all goes with this. Might as well put it all in the same bit of
Did
space.
you have a number from them? Or?
Oh yeah. It was, sorry.
33 something, right?
30, it was 32 for, it was 32.7 December 31st, 2026. 32,000 for 2025. And then increased $600 to $700 each year up through 2029.
Yeah, that was similar increases on this one.
But it's almost 10 grand more.
I'll make copies. You're going to take
Yeah,
yours
there
back.
was some more fine print like bookkeeper and stuff that was below it that I didn't really look deep into, but
I want to see what their methodology is, and there's a bunch of things.
Yeah, I think before we make a decision, it'd be better for you to go over it.
There's something that moves. I want to see those things we can do, and I want to see if they're improving. So there's stuff we can do, and that's how you can cost down, especially.
We need a motion to table this until John can look it over and come back with some answers. Then we'll make that motion.
So who's made a motion?
I'll make a motion for that we'll table until John has a chance to get back to us with
Second.
all of the favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
You all have copies in your thing of March
So
financial.
now the financials down.
Yeah. So the 3 months in, which makes the math a little easier in terms of projecting things, and it's 1/4 of the year. But I just highlighted the areas that I'm generally going to cover unless I see something in the other areas. But wanted to point out the transfer station. The spending's down 65% from last year on the transfer station, 3 months in. The revenue's down as well, but overall, the net is at the 3 month point. Last year, we had a deficit of 15,000, and this year we have a deficit of under 6,000. So what I take from this is the transfer station usage has gone down for, among residents dramatically. I think more people are going to third haulers, third party haulers. So it's we'll have to wait till the summer to see what that population does. But this is basically the only people here, January through March, are the residents. So we're seeing a change of behavior there.
And just checking, the transfer station's only open once a week, right?
It's open once a week in the winter.
For now. Yeah.
For now.
For now.
Yeah.
In May, I think it is.
So May, yeah,
Somewhere.
from Memorial Day to Labor Day, so weekdays.
I don't know if it's May, but
Somewhere.
somewhere it
I
opens
think
in.
last year we actually opened it earlier. We also had a lot more people.
Yeah, until Labor Day. Yeah, then it opens Wednesday mornings also.
On the general fund for the first 3 months is the expenses are at 23% of the budget, and it's up from last year, but we changed some things this year. When we got one example is when we got the county tax, you can pay it in two installments, and we would vouch it the first installment at the beginning of the year, that we'd vouch the second installment at the end of the year. This year, we put the whole amount into the payables, into the expenses, knowing you can still pay half later. But instead of keeping a piece of paper we have to enter later, we're putting the full amount in now, regardless of when we pay for it. But that said, the general fund is at 23% of plan after being 25% through the calendar year, so we're still ahead. And then similar with the highway operating fund. Now there's the materials and the paving there as well. We've spent very little on those amounts so far, but on the operating expenses for the town garage, we're at 22% at the quarter mark. So they're under plan at that point. The spending is up from last year, but we knew the spending would be up, but we're still under the budget level that we would anticipate now. So we're still on track at this point.
Okay. Is that it done?
That's it for that page.
Okay.
The cash flow is still holding up. I'm gonna add a caveat to that when we talk about the billing from taxes in a minute, but we are still projected to have a positive cash balance before we send out the tax bills, which is what I usually worry about, because we're coming to the end of the cash year. And last year there was a thought We did put in to have a tax anticipation note that we never used, but I'm not even going to suggest that this year because we're still carrying a good cash balance going into the when the tax bill is allowed. Which so last one I want to bring up because I don't want it to be a surprise later, but our tax delinquency has been accelerating, and it isn't a blip, it's a trend at this point. Despite a lot of efforts to do things, bringing in the attorney, we have two people on payment plans, but a lot of people we're reaching out to just aren't responding anymore. But the delinquent tax has gone from 20,000, delinquents tax and interest has gone from 20,000 in 22 to 120,000 now. So, and that's 14% of the municipal budget. So when the state sends, our taxes are basically 800, 900,000 municipal, 2.7 million education, we have to pay the 2.7 million. We can't say we haven't got 14% of our taxes and not and send them a shortfall. So it falls on the town when someone doesn't pay us. So this was at the end of February when we're actually required to account for it, to accrue and account for it and disclose it in the books. It's come down 10,000 since the end of March, since the end of February. So it isn't coming down dramatically. But we're going to have to do something different this year that we haven't done before because this trend is it's gone from 20 to 33 to 90 to 120. So it's going up 30,000 a year. So I'd like to say, I'd like to have Anne and myself have some leeway in terms of next steps we can take. It would be threatening a tax sale or it'd be doing some things to try to get people off the dime. There's 24 delinquencies right now. 21 of them are non-homestead. So 21 of them are second homes.
How old are the oldest ones?
The oldest go back to
2022.
2022.
But those are the
I have a
ones
tax hit.
that yeah, you should talk.
Yeah, we do have two
Yeah.
people who are making steady payments every month.
And I've sent $64,517 to the lawyer. I did it 2 months ago. I called and say for an update on the money that's outstanding.
Can I
And
just
then,
identify you
sure,
for?
could you please,
So
who are you?
this is Ann
I'm
Pronto,
sorry,
our
I
del
didn't
this
think
is our
that.
delinquent tax collector.
So I sent out $64,517 to the lawyer to get his help because of the people, but two of them are dead. So that holds up a lot of things. They've got to go into a lot of they're going to find family members of the ones, and I don't know what they're going to do with this one estate that's up to 30,000, or is it 40,000? 30,000.
30,000.
I mean, I send out the tax bills every month and they don't come back, some of them, and some of them do. And it's like they're going somewhere, someone's getting them. And I have one couple up in Canada, so I send it up there and everything. And I talk to so many people. It's crazy. And oh, I'm going to send you a check. Okay, I'm going to look for it, and I'll tell the town clerk or, but so
Can
this
I
is
ask
what
you
it
a
is.
question? Didn't you ask Jim about doing tax sales on some from this year
Yeah,
or
well,
sooner rather than
we don't
later?
hear from these people. Usually, once they get the letter from the lawyer, and that's why I always go to
Yeah.
him, it scares them and they start paying. Or,
And this year.
no, well, I don't think he's got the letters out.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Oh, because I asked him then. Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't heard back.
Yeah. So he was supposed to be getting them out when I talked to him a couple of weeks ago.
Didn't I sent you, I think he did. I sent you the his synopsis of what he did with those letters of the people, like you said, a couple.
You send it to me?
I did.
Was it a couple of weeks ago?
No, just within the past week or so.
Oh, maybe.
But didn't he say you couldn't do a tax sale for some of them that you
Yeah, so
have?
I sent him 12 to 14, but if they're 2025, he won't touch them. He says they're not old enough to
Those are
do
the big
anything to
ones.
them. But the
Yeah.
other ones, I mean, you can see it on these other papers. It's like they make payments, and this person here. They'll pay. Their big trick now is 2025s. They come and they pay for them, but they owe for 2024.
or 2023 or 2022. You know, they won't pay. When I first learned, I went to a seminar to, so I could learn how to do all this, and I put the money on the old ones. That's what they taught me. Now it's their money. They can do what they want, which I believe in that. I don't want people to tell me what I can do with my money. But the thing with it is, they're paying the new taxes, not the old taxes. So I don't, you know, and they just get older and older. I don't know what else to do. And they get letters, they get certified letters, they get all sorts of things, but nobody does, you know, there's some payment plans and all that. And, you know, some people are paying 300 every month, which they're trying. You know, what am I going to do? Go take their house away, even though they're trying? You can't do that.
Right. I think the people who are trying are, and they're doing well. The
Right.
two who are doing it are consistently paying every month. The thing, I'm bringing this up because I want to monitor it. If we don't get the money, then what are our options? Our options are we have to dial back our spending because we don't have the cash. We potentially have to go to the bank for a note. We potentially dig into the reserves, or we potentially in next year's tax bill say we aren't going to get so much, we need to put that on the other folks, which I wouldn't propose, but those are the four options. Or you get these folks to pay. That's the fifth.
Well, we also could throw a letter in on the tax. I've been thinking about this. The tax bills, when they go out, and just say that any old taxes will be sent to the lawyer. And I was told never say will be, always say maybe, may happen. Because if they don't happen, I mean, you're threatening them. You can't threaten people. So you can't say will be going, but you can say something that, you know, we need the money. I tell them, I sent out letters saying it's a small town. We need the money to keep going. I mean, I have copies of letters at home that I've sent to people. I don't know what else to do. I mean,
If it gets a couple years old, what if, do the tax sale that
yeah,
we've done it
but
before.
see, but then they're going to come back and say, well, I paid my 2025.
Does that matter though?
Does that matter?
Doesn't matter.
I would think
Doesn't
so.
matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Does it? They're
We
trying.
we've
They're
had them
trying to
before, and
pay.
we've had them where the person, the family has died, and there wasn't anyone, and there was some kind of quit claim. Remember,
Well, yeah,
we
we could.
did
I mean,
that.
there's one right now that he said was he'll probably take what he owes because they got to find locate somebody. And he told me that he found out there was two sisters, but it needs to get further. When there's that much investigating, you're paying that lawyer, what is it,
Yeah.
$300 an hour?
Yeah, we're
So
paying a
how much
lot
do you really
to.
want to spend on one little? Well, it's not little; it's like 9,000, but still, it might cost you 9,000 to get that 9,000. Is it worth it, or should you just write it off, or
Well, at least you start getting money back, if someone else buys it. Yeah.
yeah.
I know one thing I'd like to propose, and I don't need an answer now. We talked about it last year, but you publish the names. And I know you talk about shaming them, but I'm looking at it. There's 24 people who aren't paying their taxes, and there's 677 who did. Who do you want to support? And I would support the 677.
There's also statutes, though, that like you can't print military names and things like that.
Right.
So you have going to have to fine tune that list
Yeah. Right.
if
And you
it
said most of
goes.
them were from weren't from in town that were delinquent.
21 out of 24, and the ones in town were only 7,000 of the 120.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know if printing will make any difference.
doesn't make a difference.
And
This
what
has
if
been a
they
hard
pay?
year for a lot of people, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this isn't just us. This was in 7 days.
Yeah.
A lot of towns
Yeah,
are struggling with it.
everybody's.
But it's going to impact, it could impact
How
because
we're
what's happening,
spending.
we're going to have some big expenses this summer, another piece of equipment and the paving. And we need the cash collection from the taxes support. That's next year's budget. So, we could get caught.
But you also print in January and it's
No.
in March.
Okay. What
So
portion
there's a
of how much money is in 24, 23, or 22 taxes?
yeah. 22 is 2,500. 23 is 11. 24 is 20, 28, 6, and 25 is 68.
Okay, so
So
the
mostly,
68 you can't put in a sale, but the other three could.
yeah. But I think
I'm
after
just saying how much, because you
it
got a
was
cost
under
for the
40
sale
grand,
too, right?
just under 40 grand.
Yeah.
So some people though, like this lot here, 115-1976, he owes more on 2023, and it was only 6,680 on 2024, and it was 6,500 in 2025. How can you send them if I don't understand how you can send them, and it doesn't make sense to me, but.
I just quite understand
What are you trying to say?
So there's three different amounts for three different years. So
Yeah.
you owe so much for
Have you asked
23,
Jim? Have you
24.
emailed Jim that
Yeah.
question?
I called back. I'm thinking he might be on vacation. It's vacation week. I don't know. So
So
you should call me right back when I talk to
I
him. What
think
are the chances
asking
of calling?
Jim, yeah, I think we
How
need to
to go
talk to
about
him.
it.
Yeah.
I think asking Jim how to go about the older taxes, I'm sure he can give you.
Well, a lot of these are the ones I've already sent him.
Oh, okay.
I've sent him 64,000, and I have right now outstanding with the thing I printed today, 113,000 is outstanding, and 64 of it was sent to him. So there's only 48,000 that is still out there that I'm trying to.
So why don't we just sit and wait and see what happens?
Okay. When do we? So we'll get back with Jim. We'll make sure the letters went out. We'll ask about a tax sale. I mean, I think that's all we can do at this time, unfortunately. But it's the drop off in any response that's worrisome. People just aren't getting back.
Or they get back and they don't do what they say.
Or they already have.
Okay. Yeah. Done.
That's
Are you all done with your?
I am all done with regular business.
Okay. 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 Town Cottage. Draft resolution for community spaces and activities as an advisory committee.
So you have a copy in front of you, and I sent it all to you. And I've worked with Pam and Ellie and Jen on the resolution. I think we came up with a pretty good simple resolution. I would like it to go to Jim at this point, but I just want the select board to, if there's anything that they want to assign specifically besides what we put in there before we send it to Jim. Or are you good with what it is?
I'm good with what it is.
It's
Do I
simple, I
will
think.
have it.
And you were good with the resolution.
Yep.
And they are having a meeting
Monday.
this week. We didn't put in the number of members because they're going to touch base with their members to see who might be interested. They want to put it on their floor, and the select board will appoint them, and they can nominate or bring it to the select board who they suggest and how many, the structure. So we didn't put that in the membership for that reason because they're having their meeting. I think that was it. Was there anything else you were putting by them, or mostly just that number? So if I could send it to the attorney. Well, I would like them to have their meeting and then them
Yeah.
give the feedback, and then we send it to the attorney and bring it back next
Okay.
meeting.
Next Monday. Yep. Yep.
Okay, so that's that.
What's that? Okay. And then, oh, possible plans. I didn't think about
Okay,
that.
Pam Kennedy, possible plan for America 250, July 4th.
Yeah, we were, Landon asked if we would think about having some kind of a celebration for the 250th anniversary of the United States. And so we thought, why not do it on July 4th? So our plan is really to build on all the things that are already happening, because we have the pancake breakfast starting the day off, the firemen are having a big barbecue, then we have the Westmore Association boat parade. And so we thought we would be able to add on to those things, and have activities for the kids. We have a kind of a, what do you call it? Not a treasure hunt. Scavenger hunt. We have a, like a scavenger hunt, adding some red, white, and blue popsicles to the fireman's barbecue, having patriotic music and decorations, and just kind of augmenting that whole day since the 4th of July anyway. Not really doing anything special, different.
Okay.
Trying to think what else we're doing. I didn't think
Well,
last
if
night.
there's any suggestions from
Yeah.
anywhere, that would be great.
And would you want an event application? That was the question, because it would be on town property. Part of it would be in the parking lot here. So would you want them to just fill out basically the fire department would be here, but
An
yeah,
event.
just to give you more information about it. I mean, I
An
think
event
it's
permit.
not a permit, but just so you're aware of what's happening. So I can give you that. Simple. Simple.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so
Not quite
local
done yet.
what?
We got kids seed starting workshop and so.
Well, thought Jen would be here for
Well,
her thing, but
where's
yeah,
that?
talk
Where's
to
that?
the most grant.
Yeah, you had that one and that one.
First
So
local
I was
motion.
gonna do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna do that one next. Yeah.
The streets and places,
Yeah.
is that the locomotion?
If we do this, I mean, we can talk about the seed starting
Well,
workshop.
that's next on the agenda. So
Okay.
we're just
Okay.
following that.
So I have the grant ready to submit, and I drafted kind of a synopsis for you that I didn't send to Lane to today. I apologize. So I'll just go through it really quickly, but you have a copy too. So these, I'm just, when you get the copy, you'll see the things in bold or the questions they have to do with a very, very simple application.
Came in at 4 something p.m.
They wanted to know who else was involved. So we're saying it's a collaborative event involving the town of Westmore Community Spaces and Activities. I said committee, the Westmore Community Church, the Westmore Association, and the Fire and Rescue. And when we were thinking about the timing for this, this is a lot different than having, like in a Westmore Association event or a farmers market or something where you're trying to pull in as many people as you can. This is really supposed to be something that brings our tighter community together. So we thought, and we're not locked into the state. They just want us to give them a tentative date, but we thought September 12th is far enough in advance of the harvest fair, so we're not intruding on that. But it's after the chaos of the summer, and it's not something where we really want 500 people. We want the people who are in our community, and I don't mean to exclude people who are seasonal, or because many of them will still be here, who are wonderful residents for us. But it's not something that where we're trying to attract tourists at all. So they know we can't shut the street down if we're really giving Hinton Hill as the address, but they're willing to come and help us figure out how to manage traffic. Maybe for those couple of hours, having it be one lane, they've got signage. I know they said go for it anyway, even though we can't block the road off. So we're hoping to do it on September 12th. We want to, one of our primary concerns is really trying to engage more of our community members who aren't already engaged in things. So we're hoping to do have NECO, which is a local grassroots group, and they do training on how to go around in your neighborhood and knock on doors and listen to people, not tell them what to do, but listen to them. So they're both willing to do a training for us, which would be great. I've been through it and then knocked on doors in Barton, and it's really a great experience. And they want to know what else we'll do. And of course, they, Front Porch Forum is one of the co-sponsors of this. So of course, and I'm like, I remember when Front Porch Forums first started here, I was like the only person that was on there all the time. Everybody knew my name because I was C Library, and I was always on Front Porch Forum. And then we thought too that we would try to have a lot of information for residents at the cottage, different kinds of things that they can access, whether it's Council on Aging or Conservation District, all that kind of stuff. We want to block off the parking lot. It's on a Saturday, so we want to block off the parking lot between here and the cottage and have music, and possibly Lane had the idea for a bike parade for the 4th of July, but I thought maybe we would wait and do it then. That would be kind of a fun thing to do, and have a dance party. We want to have a potluck. So some of the money that we're asking for would pay for all the main dish stuff. And we had sort of been thinking about barbecuing, but I've been thinking maybe like more like pastas and stuff. I don't know. But asking neighbors to bring things to share. We want to have a table that would be everybody bringing their extra produce. I mean, maybe some of them will take their zucchini this time. Who knows? You have to sneak it into somebody's car. So that's a share of the harvest. And then the other thing we can do is really promote the activities that we'll have going on in the fall and winter, which is, something we've started this year. It's been pretty successful having the exercise groups and the book group and other things going on, the craft group. But we can try to get our schedule together for the fall and winter and be able to have that information for people so they know when is there going to be yoga, when can I learn how to sew. Ellie's teaching somebody to sew on Mondays now. Someone who really doesn't have any idea how to sew. They had three levels of funding. I could choose 500, 350, or 150. And I went for the 350. We're small. I mean, this is all over the state. They're funding tons of them. And I thought, because primarily what I thought we would use the money for would be for food and beverages and paper goods and decorations, that kind of stuff, and then posters and outreach and anything you might need for traffic control, whether it's cones or whatever. And they want to help us with that. Then supplies for activities. We want to have stuff for kids to do for sure, grown-ups too. And then music. I don't know if we can afford, like we pay a pretty good price for music in the summer. And if I paid that much, if we paid that much at the block party, it would take a lot of that
Yeah, we do.
350. So I mean, we may end up just having music,
Yeah.
out of speakers or something, but just want, they don't, they didn't ask for any hard numbers. They just said, give us a, everything was like, give us an idea, give us an idea. You can change the date and you can be flexible. Yeah, and then I just, they asked if we wanted support, and I said, yes, we mostly want support in ways to reach out to our neighbors and in limiting the traffic and making sure it's accessible for everybody. So it's important that people can really feel comfortable. And that's where we're lucky. We have the cottage that has a handicapped bathroom now, which is wonderful. So I mean, that alone is a really accessible piece. And then they just wanted, if there was anything else we wanted to know. So I explained to them that, we're so busy here in the summer, like people everywhere, crazy. And we want to be able to bring our group to our community together after that to really celebrate who we are as Westmore, but also think about how we can get together during the years when there's, during the months when there's like snow on April 20th and
Yeah.
320 people. And we're hoping that it'll really help us. One of the things that our committee has been talking about is trying to really have a great neighbor-to-neighbor connection where we really know our neighbors better and we know people call, people can call in an emergency and we have, can check in on people we know who's isolated. So we're hoping that this will help build that too. Okay. That's
So
it
this
in a
is due April
nutshell.
22nd, though,
I
right?
have to submit it by
Have you put
Tuesday.
it by John?
Oh, okay. I'll check with
Because
John.
that's part of the process.
Oh,
And does the select board have to sign the submission, or is it?
it's just
So
electronic
I would
deposit.
say you'd have to do a motion
Actually, what
to.
John said to me was I didn't even have to really ask permission because this grant, I could apply as a neighbor. That's how it is. I'm
Are you
applying.
having the money sent to the town,
I
though? Then you have to ask
am.
permission.
Okay. Because they said, he said that, John was the one that looked at the grant. He
Oh.
said, this, it could be from anybody. It could be from the Westmore Association could do it, or
Do
I could
remember
do it.
that a couple
Huh?
meetings ago.
Pardon me?
Couple meetings
Yeah.
ago, that's why.
Yeah.
But
If the
Yeah.
money comes to the
Oh,
town,
yes. Yeah.
if the money comes to the town, right?
It should have a
Yeah. I
motion.
just said I would
Yeah.
review like the
So.
final draft, but I'll talk to John tomorrow. I don't have to
Okay.
push a
So we
button
make a
twice,
motion. Somebody want to make a motion on
but.
that?
I'll make a motion to
Okay, submission.
for this grant. I don't know how you want to word it, but
Local motion.
local.
yeah, local motion grant.
Yeah.
Submit
That's
your
Sam
slide.
Lincoln.
And it's again to be
Smitty.
forwarded to.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay, and
Okay.
so probably second it.
Second.
Yep.
All in favor?
All right.
All right.
And John looked at the whole grant, so I know he's very familiar. So what is, he was the one that was kind of advising me on
Okay.
not having to
Yeah.
go to that. So I'll talk to him tomorrow.
And you're fine. It's just if money comes to the town, I think the
Oh, yeah. I think
town,
we need to follow the procedure for
yeah,
sure. But
that's
I know,
all.
at least I know he's very
It's
familiar.
done. They're
Read
good.
the whole grant. So, and
Good.
I don't have, just remind me on Wednesday. Someone can call me up and say, don't forget to submit the time.
Oh,
We got
okay.
a busy couple of days ahead here.
And the Kids Seed Starting Workshop, it's just Green Mountain Farm to School, are coming for 2 hours on Tuesday the 28th, and it's for families and kids.
Okay.
So that's all. We're just
Right.
letting you
And
know that's
it's a town
happening.
resident that maybe
Yeah,
that asked him. So we're going to be not
perfect.
versus.
Okay. Just so you're
Yep.
aware.
Now the swim.
Oh, Jen is not here. So she was on vacation this week and did not
So
make
we
it
want
back.
table it still.
Table, yes, please.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So now we're into new business. Running camp, request approval, advanced application submitted.
Okay, so I sent all the board that I think I put it in here in your packet. This is that event where there's 400 or so kids, students, who run the roads and generally use the beach, and they had given a very generous donation last year. Their date is July 29th and August 5th, beginning no earlier than 11 a.m. and ending at 3 p.m. And a rain date would be July 30th and August 6th. I think they've answered the questions as far as emergency medical services. They have two licensed nurses that are on staff and that are there. Fire service, they've notified Westmore Fire and Rescue and Glover Ambulance. So I'm not sure. I think he filled it out.
Probably not a problem as long as paving doesn't come in that week. I guess we'd have
some. Oh, last year we almost ran into that, didn't we?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what you did, but.
From what Dan was telling me, they were supposed to be, he was hoping May to be paving over here. So.
So that's going to be a problem.
No. He said it might be a little lot later that they do Rabbit Hill, but.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he always sends in a certificate of insurance. So
okay.
I don't know that I have it yet, but he adds them as a, the town as an additional insured. I do have the policy. So that would probably take a motion to, okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the running camp with Northeast Kingdom.
Well, second. All of them in favor.
Okay. Northeast Kingdom. Northeast Kingdom broadband annual reappointments of representatives.
So it's just that time of year to reappoint the annual reappointment of the representatives. I did contact the present representatives, Donna, Ray, and Linda, who all answered in the affirmative that they are interested in continuing.
I'll make a motion we reappoint the list that you just gave us.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
I might need a signature on that too, but I'll catch you at the end on that one. Miriam seconded.
Okay.
Okay.
Northeast Kingdom broadband instruction email distribution.
So that was, and I think it's a good idea actually to send it out, but you're going to see their trucks in and around town, and sometimes it might be on the right of ways a little bit, just like Comcast had notified the town. But they're asking me to send that out in the email distribution to let people know.
Okay.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
Can I add anything to that? In particular, what it is they're coming down from East Charleston, down both Pinton Hill and Fuller Road. They're going past here. They're going up to where the electric lines stop on Friday. They're going up Long Pond Road. They're going up Perkins Lane. They're doing all the places that the for-profit companies don't go to. So it would be nice that's why we requested this in particular, and Kitty would be the one to actually write the thing for Elaine that could be sent to the road, because nobody else is going to offer you this. If you have underground utilities, put it in the city underground broadband. You'll never get this opportunity again. If people sign up now when they're doing the bill, it's included. If they sign up afterwards, they're going to have to pay for that hook. So the more we let our citizens know, our residents know, that you can get, whether it's aerial or underground, it will be a free hookup. And best of all, if you don't want to hook up when it's done, you say, I want to wait, you can wait. You can say, I'm not ready to give up my provider that I have. I'd like to wait. It adds value to their property so that if whoever moves there next and choose whatever provider they want, they'll have both people. So it's a win-win situation. We'll never get the funding again for that. This is truly community-based.
I just want to let you know that what was sent to me was just about construction. So she's speaking of a whole different letter. I was just going to take the thing from Kitty about construction and
Oh, well,
forwarding.
that's the construction.
That was
The
the
legal thing
request.
to tell people is saying we are going to be constructing and the hookups will
That's
happen
up
in
to you.
September. So they're going to be on the road. They've already done all the drone photos, they've done everything. And so more people, in other words, if people sign up after they see these trucks come, they might not get that free hookup. So I think it's important for the community to know this is a once in a lifetime opportunity to get it to your house, and you don't need no commitment. No, like, oh my God, you have to, you're going to have to now start paying. You might be happy with if you have Comcast or Consolidated. You might want to keep it. Go ahead and keep it, but you'll have choices down the road. So it's once again, leaving it up to the professionals. Kitty from Northeast Kingdom Broadband, we have a new UR person. They make it nice and short and sweet. If you use something, they put stuff on Front Porch Forum. But if Elaine can send it out to the people that have agreed to accept emails, that when they see these things, they're going to say, oh my God, I got to sign up now so that it's free. Normally, like if you go to any other provider, it's an astronomical amount per foot to get that line and conduit with the ditch put into your house. So that's
Okay.
really good. I'm taking advantage of it.
Okay.
So I'll forward this about the construction. That was the
Okay,
request.
thank you. The next one is appointment of an emergency management director.
Apparently that was Russell.
No,
Yep.
currently it was Peter. Russell
Peter.
was second.
Russell was, okay, so I did talk to Russell and he is willing to be the primary contact. He has the time and availability for the meetings that happen during the day, and he said he was willing to do that. And I do have that in a written format that he is willing to
Okay,
take that
that's good.
position if.
That's fine with me.
And he mentioned
So
that to me as well through verbal, so.
why don't we
Okay.
make a motion on
So
that?
I will make a motion that we appoint Russell Curtis as the emergency management director.
And I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 And on that note, the next thing was the local emergency management plan. And he actually will look at that and help. It's the same as last year, but so if we can table that and he'll actually look at it to
Yeah,
help bring
okay.
it back to the select
Yep.
board.
Table it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so the next one is update info on livestock. Does select board want a policy or ordinance?
So this is going back to the livestock issue in the spring. Is that when it was? I'm not sure. Last
Throughout
fall.
last year. Yeah, last fall.
So Officer Wells came in and he said, I think I sent you an email, but he said the statute that Jim had quoted, the word knowingly in there doesn't give it a lot of oomph for the police to act on ticketing or civil ordinances.
Right.
So he felt, and
Knowingly.
other towns are creating the ordinance, another ordinance, but it gives them, it has fines in here, and it gives them more of the power to write then and there. They don't have to think about it, I guess. If there's somebody calls with a complaint of livestock, they could go ticket the offender at that moment. But it would mean the creation of this ordinance, which this is a template probably from VLCT. Renee sent me this one, Renee
Yes,
Feltner.
it is VLCT.
VLCT, yeah. So that was what Officer Wells suggested. And I could ask her if there's things that we should, tailor to Westmore, or if everybody just adopts it as is. I don't know. But Officer Wells referred me back to Renee, and I asked Renee who sent me this.
Yeah, I mean, if we're going to do an ordinance, we might as well use the one that's already people other people have already gone
I've
through.
already gone through it, yeah. So I
Anything?
didn't create it for Westmore. I wanted you to first see it and
Again, it's VLCT.
VL, yeah, down at the bottom. So Yeah.
We want to table to the next meeting so we have time to read
I
through
would
this
think
all
so.
now.
I would think we don't
I
read
think
that
that's
all.
it. Yeah,
And then
we
you can get all the Renee and
and find out if there's anything that she wouldn't or
I hate
what she
put
would
I
add.
like putting stuff off, but if you know we don't
Well,
want to all sit down and read it now.
the other question I would have is, what are other towns putting for their fines?
Oh, good question.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, I can do that.
Yep, all set.
Yeah, we'll take 11.
Say what? Okay. National Landmark Plan discussion at New
So again, this started last year and I thought they had gone away.
Village.
When was it? Oh, 2 years ago, April of 2023, they came. Not they, Deb DeQuinzo from National Park Service came to ask about the plaque. You were a little reticent about giving the plaque up, so we asked Lou Bushy, who came in and spoke to you. And then he was supposed to come get it to make a copy. And they would use the copy, I think, in the end, something we had thought about that as a solution.
No,
No, and he never came back with that.
I don't know. Where is it in your office?
It's on the wall in there.
But yeah, if it's brass or
Yeah,
something,
it is. It's big and
it'll get
heavy.
stolen.
That was
No,
the thought.
that's why we were pretty adamant
We
about
also talked
giving
about
it
the
up.
duplicate.
It
You
won't.
get a
It'll be
duplicate.
gone.
Yeah, Lou Bushy never.
Somebody else will be putting on there.
Never
Well,
came to
or
get
a
to make a
junkyard.
duplicate. So no, he didn't follow up on it. I haven't
Okay.
heard from him. I don't know if he's still with, I don't know. I haven't had the need to be in touch with him. But they're talking about what's this? I stopped by, it's a wonderful plaque. They would create this replacement one, but why can't they put the replacement one there? Can we ask him that?
That's what we thought when we talked about it before.
And keep
Yeah.
our I know
It's
you
the
don't want to
backup
give the,
man.
yeah.
Well, not as long as I'm sitting here. I'll
Okay,
give it.
that's what
It's
I thought.
just that, there was one over here that was somebody was saying that it got stolen.
Yeah.
Emerson Memorial.
Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Yeah. So why?
Why chance it?
Yeah, it's still here and it's been there since I've been here. So.
Yeah.
So if she wanted to come speak to you, or should I mean, do you want me to respond to her or
To who?
this Deb DeQuinzo from National Park Services? How you want me to
Why?
I wouldn't track
Because
her down. I'd
why
let
would
her.
she came in
Yeah.
again?
I would just tell her that,
Oh,
I
if she
mean,
comes back, you mean just
yeah, she
let.
might forget
I would
about
just
it.
tell her that if they want to make a copy, that they can take the copy, but they can't have
Exactly what we're
that
saying. Yeah.
we're keeping the original.
Yeah.
So,
Is that still the idea to put it at the South Beach?
That's what they want to do. They
Right.
want, with all the recent improvements, they're
Right.
wondering if the town is open to discussing outdoor display of the plaque, of the
Well, they can come
plaque.
take a picture of it and then do taking
Oh yeah, they could do
it.
3D printing, couldn't they? You can do all kinds of stuff with it. Okay.
And so we can authorize them to make a copy of it, but the original plaque
Stays
stays in
here.
the building. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty. We don't need to vote on that right
No, I guess I can just wait.
now, I think.
Yes. If they don't call you, don't call them.
Okay, if
Well,
that's your.
but if they do call you, I think we should authorize you to convey the message that they can make a copy.
But we can do that as a
Yeah.
vote.
Okay, so
So I'll make a
motion.
motion
Yeah.
that Elaine has the authority to convey that they can make a copy for their use, but the original plaque comes back to us after the copy is created.
You're willing to let it
No.
go. I don't
No
even
one's
think
fine.
David wants to.
No.
True,
true.
No.
But they can figure
They can.
Out how to make a copy of it without the plaque leaving the
Yeah,
building.
okay.
Yeah.
Because honestly,
Yeah.
Yeah. As they were the picture, these
yeah.
days.
Yeah.
But the original stays
The original
here.
stays here. Yeah.
On second.
Yeah. All those
Aye.
favor?
Okay.
Okay, North Beach parking lot. Request for additional volunteers to lock and unlock gate.
Just so happens.
Yeah, so Britta had sent that email in. With our schedules have changed some, plus with me doing this now with having additional responsibilities, it's getting harder and harder for us to lock the gate every night on our own. So her suggestion was that we get two or three more volunteers who were comfortable with locking the gate. She would coordinate the schedule. She would arrange everything to make sure there was coverage, but needs the, we can't do it on our own anymore.
Yeah.
So she is asking if the board would seek additional volunteers to help with that. And then if not, be aware that we can't lock it every night.
There is a new couple that lives, looks like they'll live there for the summer at the Borish house. Have you talked with them? They have a year-round house in Brownington. I don't know what name she goes by. Her parents are Borish.
We have not
No.
talked to anybody. No, we're
For the board to do
asking the
it.
board to seek volunteers.
And I wouldn't mind helping unlock in the morning. I don't want to do the night shift because I don't know.
And Dan can do the
Oh,
mornings,
he can do
except
more.
for
He does, well,
Friday, Saturday,
Friday,
and
Saturday,
Sunday.
Sundays. But
Yeah.
even if, but if they get busy, he, I mean, if he normally drives by, if, but if he's out of town or something, again, we can use him as a backup. But it, I think it would be better if we had a set schedule,
Assigned person. Yep.
whether somebody does 1 week at a time or 2 days, whatever. We could figure that out depending on.
Well, you don't want two people showing
Right. Well, we'll
up.
figure out who.
Correct.
You could we could figure that out based on a schedule, but we'd have to see if there's enough people willing to do it and then what their schedules are and then work around
Okay.
it. Can I suggest that perhaps the town residents might be informed of this through CSA or RAMP that asking for volunteers?
So through the town email, or is that not something you'd want to?
Sorry?
Is that something you that you could put through the town email or not?
That goes to not
Different.
just residents.
I mean, we can put the
The
ones that we
distribution
have.
list.
I
Put
can,
it in the
or I can
distribution.
put it on the website.
Sorry.
My notices.
Yeah.
Send somebody
The
out.
town residents yourself, you know anyone who would like to volunteer.
We
Right.
can post it on the bulletin
That's
boards.
a lot. Yeah.
Yeah,
Do you have what
right.
time?
It's 7 a.m. in the morning that it gets open, but if people are available to open it sooner, it gets open
Sure.
sooner. 9 p.m. at night.
Nine. Not too late to
Yeah.
ask. Because you could maybe mention it at the Westmore Association.
Sure.
They have a meeting
But bear in
Wednesday.
mind
So it's.
sometimes, remind them about nighttime that people can be in the parking lot and
Yes.
that can be a, you
Yes.
don't.
Generally speaking, just from experience, generally speaking, when you inform them, 98% of the people are like, oh, okay, didn't know, or just cleaning up.
Yeah.
And
Oh,
then
yeah. Yeah.
occasionally you'll get people who want to
Want to
argue. They
acknowledge.
end up leaving. And then occasionally you'll have cars that you can't find people for.
So you lock them in.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
And if we do start charging to park at the beach this summer, which we have to talk about at some point, we could have first the people that are working taking the money open at 8 o'clock. We don't have to be seven.
Yeah, that yeah. But as of right now, it's the hours posted are actually 7 to 7 right now until May 15th, and then it's 7 to 9.
And they'd
And
have
I'm
to fill
happy
out
to,
volunteer forms.
yes,
If,
I'm happy to continue on helping out too on that. So,
So
is
you
there some
get a
current
list ready.
season that we go
Yes,
into?
We first with this
Do
guy
you
and
need gate
anybody else that
open?
might be interested.
Yes. Yeah, usually in the winter it stays wide open.
No, but I'm saying after, after ice fishing's done, why isn't that gate just shut down? Because the people who are in there at night are nothing but trouble.
Mostly
Well,
old dealers
yeah. So
they talked about.
April 15th is when the trails officially
Yeah.
close. So that's historically that, well, not historically, the last 2 years, we would start locking it after April 15th,
Yeah.
until May 15th when it changes to 9. Again, our schedules just haven't permitted us to start locking it
Yeah.
yet.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it locks at 7 o'clock. until May 15th, and then 9 after that.
But you're saying like from right. April 15th to May, we're just going to lock the gate and.
Well, I mean, people get down there and have people get down there and have breakfast on the beach.
Yep.
Lunch.
I have to post my notices.
Yeah. So there are people there during the day who are sitting there relaxing, watching, eating. So
we see people in trucks eating their lunch.
So with that, you'll notify the Westmore Association. Ramp group.
I'll put it on the
website. And you'll start a list.
Yes.
We'll make a poster.
Yeah, as we get the names.
Interested volunteers.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, so we need their name and a contact, email, or phone number.
And then maybe, it sounds like you know the ins and outs, so it'd be good to.
Yeah.
I know you're going to do a schedule, but also to just.
Yeah, we would walk everybody. Yeah, we would walk everybody through, make sure that they filled out the proper documentation, the volunteer form for the town. And then, go from there.
Keys.
Okay. The next one is town health officer Bruce will be leaving at the end of May to mid July. Water testing at the North Beach.
So he's currently your deputy health officer with recreation waters, his main thing, testing the waters at the North Beach. And he will not be here till about mid-July. I've looked at the past couple of years. We generally start in July. I think it's mostly because maybe Glenn couldn't do it for a while. I think it might have just been circumstances, but now we won't have anybody.
How often is it required?
That's weekly.
Yeah, it's once a week.
Once a week through what dates?
We go through Labor Day. I think he might have even gone into October. I'd have to check all that. Okay. He'll be here mid-July, so we're okay there. Okay. It's the beginning, the first couple weeks, and if we want to do June, I don't know how many people use the beach in June.
No.
But once a week, do we have the equipment here?
You just have to learn how to go in to the certain depth, and it's just a bottle, a special bottle that you have to put the water in, and then it's chain of command to get it to the...
Do you receive that, Elaine, then?
I don't. He brings it to Newport. I think he does his on Thursdays.
Yeah, you'll bring it to Newport, their water department.
Yeah.
And they send it out with theirs.
I do, when I do my testing here, I do it once a quarter. I do mine on Wednesdays, and I bring mine to St. Jay. I've just always done that. That's my routine. But his, I think, is going up to Newport on Thursdays.
Do you have to have a boat? You have to be out a certain depth?
No, you can't.
No, you walk.
No, you have to walk out.
You're walking.
Okay.
So it's a certain depth. Glenn and Bruce could explain it to you. I don't know what it is. But
there's a certain way to do it.
Some association to announce that also and maybe get a volunteer.
They'd have to be a town health officer just to...
Well, couldn't then the person who volunteers be a town...
If they want to. If they want it. Yes. But they I don't know if
Isn't that what they want to.
I am asking that.
What you're asking.
I am asking that for somebody to fill the void, and they would have to be a town health deputy.
But they only have to do it from May
first
to June,
yeah,
till mid July.
Yeah, it's basically just the first 2 weeks in July. I looked, and we haven't started. The rules say don't give a specific. It's when people are in the water. Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
What if we ask Captain Busby, because she might know somebody that does the milk well?
That's a very good idea. That's a very good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay that I asked her?
Yep.
Okay. Are we all set with that?
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is Lister Glass Wall Petition. We've already talked
about that. We already did that. Yeah.
Oh, they don't finish it, though. Talk about it. Local one. Open bids for Power at the North Beach.
That it? One, two?
Two. It was one in an envelope and one in. Emmy, I wanted you to not, well, not that it matters, but they are a local company. I don't know if that.
All right.
I know who they are.
Oh, okay.
I'm not. I know who they are. They've done work. I've seen them.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know who they were. They're out, yeah, Westfield, I think.
Yeah.
That's why.
All right, so this single page is from Pierce Electrical Contractor. Scope of work, furnish, this conduit, conductors, furnish backfill. Price does not include 6 inches of sand below and above conduit. Assumption that existing materials will be sufficient. And that price is $8,100.
They actually sent a whole bunch of copies and just looking at them.
They're all the same.
David, is that one for you?
Oh, thank you. Might have been for Dan, but I'll tell you. Oh gosh.
Still this for a second, yeah.
No way.
That's quite a difference.
Yeah, yes, it is. Almost double.
No, they don't really, they don't quite know the location. Because if they did, they wouldn't be saying something about having to, you know, blast and
bolters and.
Yeah. So they didn't really.
Well, we do know Pierce is pretty familiar with town. They
yep.
has done, they've done all the work. On that building in the town, town garage.
Right, right. Thank you.
Okay.
I wondered if those this same fears.
Can I ask a question on that? On the backstory of why we're even paying for this?
For what now?
The underground being repaired, because we had power there, and we gave permission for the cable company to come in and go underground. And now it doesn't work. Why are we asking the cable company?
Because the date that the power put working was well after the cable company had put that line in. So to assume that it's their fault, there's no...
Yeah, hard to prove.
It'd be hard to prove. I mean...
Years and all of a sudden...
I realize that, but prove that.
Do they have insurance? When we gave them permission?
I say so.
I would imagine they do, but the proof is how do we prove
8 months
that
later.
Their work, especially we don't even know how close it was, if it was 30 feet away. We don't, yeah.
Said,
we don't.
They said, can we dig? And you said yes.
Well, again, it worked. Well, when they dig, the dig safe comes out and marks all the lines. Then they dig. And put their stuff in. When they left, our electrical still worked. Right. So we can't, again, we can't prove that what they did affected us.
I think
I'm going to say that was months later.
Months.
It was months later.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be nice if we could get them to pay for it, but I really.
Yeah, because you're talking a difference from April till, I want to say
it was October.
October. Yeah.
It's coincidental, let's say, right?
I've seen crazy things happen, but there's no proof there.
But to add to that story, because NEK broadband went down to the end of the beach, and consolidated from two conduits down there. One was occupied, one wasn't. Xfinity went into Consolidated's conduit without permission. So there was stuff being done at that beach without any of the towns knowing. And when Consolidated stood on the ground, that's when they began coming to you. Comcast, Xfinity came to you and said, "We got to put in our own conduit. We got caught." Okay, and Kathy's right. They disturbed the ground. So in the future, just depending if you want to give someone permission to just do something like that, I think we need to have a clause in there, have your lawyer put a clause in there saying, "We had no problem for 50 years. If something happened, you're going to be responsible for X amount or something." Just because it's another cost, like John said, we got to start worrying about where we're going to get all this money for all these unforeseen things, especially if people stop paying their taxes, you know? It's going to add up. But just so you know, there was an inside story there where Comcast Xfinity went, they were messing with the town and they were messing with Consolidated. So, because the connections at the end of the beach, if you look by your end and their end, look at the big difference of how it went down through the conduit. They didn't even do it right in the beginning. So I don't know if anyone was there overlooking what they were doing when they were doing it too. That's the other problem. But just so you know, we learn from our lessons.
Yeah, that's me. Live and learn.
Okay. So, what's your
I'll make motion that
Do we have any ARPA
way. Well, we gotta.
charge for the beach? It'll come out of there.
It's a good idea, George.
Yeah, I mean, we do have infrastructure money that we have, an account sitting there for breakdown of town owned buildings and stuff. So,
Did you have this in the budget already? Did you? You must, because you talked about this before.
yeah.
Was it kind of considered that there might be a figure for that?
I don't remember from.
No, it didn't. I'm sorry. Like, see,
Yeah.
just like that. Like, what?
Money, because there was B&D,
I
he
was
was
thinking
looking
about
for
what was the AGC
the
price?
No, I'm sorry. The MEI price was 15,600.
Okay.
And Pearson was
Pearson was
8,000.
81.
Big difference.
Okay, so we need to move on here.
Are you going?
I'll make motion that we accept Pierce's
Pearson?
quote. Pierce, yeah.
One second.
Pierce.
Could you please repeat the figures again?
8,100 was Pierce.
Right.
15.
15,600.
Yeah,
AGI.
at least the point of that.
Thank
As
you.
long as they're bidding on the same thing,
I know that's what
it looked like they were. Nobody was putting fuse boxes or anything. They both had said using
They were
existing.
pretty similar with their implementation.
Yeah, they both assume a meter. They're both doing conduit underground. They're both pulling. Well, that this says 1-0 aluminum, that says 100 amp, which is it's the same. It's 1-0 is 100 amp rated. So, yeah.
Go
Okay.
with Pierce.
So Bill motioned to go with Pierce and Isaias.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
But I do like your idea of charging at the beach to pay for
Okay, the classification of class 3 or 4 highway.
So Dan, I had sent, I emailed it to the select board, but Dan was going to follow up and I'm not sure.
Yeah, I
He was
have
going to
heard
send the
that,
name of the
but
roads. I don't, he did not send that to me. And I
that
don't
would
know
have
if
been
he's.
for the Tower Lane and then the old Wilson place.
So.
Tower Lane, that's class 4 now, right? The very end of it. Remember where? Oh, okay,
Well,
where
across
it
the
goes with the
brook.
bridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
That section and then the one across from Burton's there.
Yes.
Yeah, Tower Lane, that was 10 years ago, was a screwed up because no one really knew if it turned the corner or went
Right.
straight across the bridge. The best thing, get rid of it,
Yeah.
and we don't have to worry about
Okay.
But I know.
So, does he want the process to be started?
Yeah.
So it looks, well,
I don't know without him if we have all this.
Yeah, we can put it down next meeting at a
Yeah.
table.
But then it will be the governing body
Okay.
can act on its own motion to probably to specify what road. So it has to be in a motion and then there has to be a hearing, it looks like
Yeah.
30 days to the town planning commissioner.
Yeah, I think we have to
So,
notify the
landowners.
neighboring new
Yeah.
landowner. Yeah. Now, does Barton still own any that side?
Nope. Dan Lusher.
And
There's
you said
another
he
lot
was.
there, too.
There's another lot
Yeah,
up there.
there's Dan Lusher's lot. There's Sam, well, it used to be Sam Kemp owned a chunk right there. I think those are the only two that own fence. That option.
Yeah.
Okay, so move on. Curb cut permit request, Melissa Dugan, 2211 Cook Road.
Yep, and I did have a chance to peek at that. And the line of sight's good. I mean, I don't see any problems putting that there.
Okay.
So no, so you'd have to make a
Oh,
motion.
yeah.
Yes, I'll make a motion to approve the curb cut permit for Melissa Dugan.
I'll
Second.
second.
All of them favor.
Because
Aye.
she's doing it now because the price is going up on
Everything.
the price of a permit. Because usually they're not as easy as that one. It's
Yeah.
So David will have, and no special conditions.
Nope.
Okay. And David can sign that.
Okay, so trailer, excavation trailer, we have to put out for bid.
Again, that was a request from Dan, so
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. I want to
Well, he's not, they don't use it, so
why. I know.
that's why he was putting that out.
Yeah.
To sell it.
Yeah.
The
Yeah.
Just sitting there getting old. It's,
Yeah. And
but are they going to get anything for it?
I want to
Oh, it's
say
to be
he,
sold, in other words. I'm not too happy with the
yeah.
excavator.
So right now, the way that trailer sits, it needs all new brakes,
Yeah.
needs all new decking.
That's
You're
terrible.
looking at a few grand.
Okay.
And
What?
then you're probably going to get, after you put that in, you'd be lucky to get 4 grand. So if we got two out of it now, we'd be cutting our
What
losses.
size is it?
It's a, I
I don't know.
want to say
I
a
had.
22 foot
But
Roger,
what's a ton?
20 ton.
Yeah. No.
How are they going to move that backhoe that we have? Do they have a new trailer for that one?
That can
No, that drives right down the road.
We don't need the, no reason, no use for this excavator for the trailer.
It's one of those things where the only thing you'd use it for is maybe moving pipe, and it's just easy to throw a pipe in the back of a truck. It's, and most of the time they get it delivered on site where they need it.
No, so they wanted to bid on this.
They would like to have it put out to bid.
No.
Yeah, advertise it in the
Yeah.
paper Chronicle or something, and then
Then put a cap on the bid.
oh, you could, or the
Just
board
they
has
can
the right
reject
to
it if
reject anyways. If the bids come in
I
at
want to look at it
500.
myself. I know there's no sense in keeping it, but I just know that the town buys this stuff and then it turns around and you get rid of it and you don't get anything for it. And, it's just like money lost.
But if it sits there and just rusts away, there's money lost. It's a
Well, I never should have bought it then.
well, at that point, it seemed
Yeah.
it
There's a
was
few things
you
we should have
needed
never bought around
it.
here.
Yeah.
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 I'll make a motion that we can put it out to bid
Yeah.
since we have the
Okay.
option to reject them if we decided that we're not
Well,
getting
we need
them.
to. I just need to look at it. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay. You look
I'll
at it
second
first.
that.
No, we're going to do this first. We're going to put it out for bid.
It's parked right out behind the garage there, so.
Okay. So you made a
I made the
motion.
motion to put it out to
Second.
bid.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. So transfer station, oil barrels.
Right. We are in the process of improving the collection of recyclable materials at the transfer station in order to create some additional space for the residents to do that.
There are 2 55-gallon barrels, metal barrels down there, which are for used motor oil. They're both adulterated. They're not pure. There's all kinds of other oil that's been introduced into them. Dan requested that the select board make a decision whether or not we should, in the future, discontinue collecting motor oil at the transfer station. So that's that.
Well, there's a little more to that, correct? Is that NEKW doesn't pick that up.
Yes, they do.
They do.
Yes, they do.
So if they can pick it up, that's one thing. But if they're not going to pick it up, that's
Okay,
another thing.
NEKWMD stated that if the select board makes the decision to discontinue collecting motor oil, they will pick up both 55 barrels and will not be seen again here.
But they won't pick up as they're full, is what
Yes, they
I'm, they
will.
will.
Yes, they will.
Okay. That's what I'm asking.
But, and this came up when we had our discussion on the transfer station prior, was, and I didn't look it up, but were there rules that we had to take it? Because I know there's a rule in Vermont that auto parts stores have to take it. So if there's a viable other another viable solution for somebody else to take it, then I would recommend that we don't.
Continue to
That
collect
we
it.
don't
Yeah,
continue to
yeah,
collect it.
yeah.
Because it mainly, I mean, it's not bad. You could get a lot of the garages that would take it if it was clean oil, but people
Right,
dump
because,
antifreeze and
right.
gas and
Yep,
everything in.
everything else in
You
there,
know, so
sure.
it's,
Yeah.
to me, I say
And
get rid
so
of it.
there's it takes up a bit of space. They're large barrels. And they
Well,
are hazmat material. They are
right.
hazmat.
You're also looking at that's a possibility if one of the guys goes to move one of the drums and the bung's not in it. Now you got oil spilling everywhere too.
And then,
Right,
like,
you'll sit with it.
so
I'm good with
I'm
it. Does
good.
somebody need to make a
So what's
motion?
the what the decision made being?
I'm going to make a motion that we stop collecting oil at the transfer station and we authorize
WMD to collect the barrels.
to collect the
Second.
barrels.
Okay, all is there. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, town clerk. Record retention policy, discussion and possible approval.
So this is what I've been working on, which my template is from VLCT and also from the Vermont State Archives and Record Administration, who gives guidance to these. I feel very comfortable with it because it's basically telling me I have to follow the laws. The state of Vermont has disposition orders, which and schedules, which I'm already aware of. That's what all the boxes are for. So that I can get rid of some of the older, it's mostly accounting. But I have to, we have to follow all of these to dispose of any paperwork, any recordings, any public document. It's just, I had brought up, the boys had brought up all the boxes from the cellar when they were doing the boiler, and that's what really got me started. Our vault is only so big, as are many other town clerks, and we need a policy to actually follow. Per Vermont State Archives, which they've always followed it. There's books in the vault of the Vermont state policies, but the town never had the policy. So basically, I'd like to adopt, in a sense, the state policy for the town and give it to the other town officials too. So.
The only question I had, I looked through the schedule of all the different things. I noticed for announcements, it said delete from the website.
Oh.
On but on correspondence, it said shred, but a lot of our correspondence come in email form. So I just wondered if we need to put anything on there that says electronic correspondence delete, or if that even matters for this, because this should be more paper oriented.
It's more substantial paper oriented. Even correspondence might have a year retention.
Right.
I save all my emails pretty much. I could probably go through and delete them all, but because it's public, I don't know that we need to. I could ask about that. I think it's been vetted and vetted and vetted.
Okay.
So I feel pretty, I put it all in one category. Like everything I send you is an email. I put it into a schedule it needs to go. Most of all this stuff is forever permanent with the minutes.
Okay.
Things that come here, they're I'm scanning and it's going into a archival book with the minutes. It's all the other stuff. we had records from 2000, the financial, the audits have been done, the big boxes, those are the kind of things. But
That
I need the policy, or I feel like I need the policy to even destroy one.
my yeah. No, that was my only question, and I think that's been answered.
Okay.
So,
What's it?
I do, and as you can see in the back, every type
Yeah,
of
that's what I was going through.
it is sort of accounted for. If it's not, we call the state archival and we ask what we do with it, or I'll call Jim on. Sometimes we get these record requests from people in East Oshkosh, these giant record requests, and he guides us how to do it accordingly. So if you are willing to approve
Approve.
it, you would need a motion and signatures.
Go ahead and
I'll make a motion to approve the record retention policy.
Second.
all in
All
favor.
right.
Aye.
Okay, so you'll be all set with
Yep.
that.
Oh,
Okay,
well, we'll need a signature, but I'll get off.
request for a secure shred at 10 to 15 boxes at $5.50 a box.
So they will come on site, and I've actually scheduled them, hoping everything was okay, May 1st. And it's the boxes, all the paper comes in, and it's 550 per box with a minimum of $55. I know I have 10 boxes, I might have 15. So it's probably $100, but just to get start the process
Was
of
this just clean out the records and other
it.
matters in the vault and
It's
so
not the vault. I haven't even touched the vault yet. It's what
on?
came up from the
Okay.
basement. And
Yep.
then there's things in the
Yeah, the
garage.
basement stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I'll make a motion that we authorize secure shred to shred 10 to 15 boxes at the cost of 550 a box.
I'll second.
All those
Aye.
in favor?
Aye.
Okay, memorialize the donate beach sign.
So that's the sign the Harder family had given us. I can get it. Do you remember it?
No, I
I
don't.
vaguely
I don't.
remember.
That's right. So they had owned the beach at one time, and it is a piece of Westmore history. So if you wanted to frame it or put it in a shadow box, those are the prices. Frame only would be removing this and doing a black frame with glass. A shadow box would be a shadow box.
No good loitering on this beach after. Is that still in force?
Whose name is
No.
on there? Earl
It's still in force.
Perkins,
No.
Radish
Charlie Rash, and
and Quimby.
H.E. Quimby. Harry Quimby.
Very good.
So it is history. I could
David, is it
donate it
still
to
in
the old
force?
stone house too, unless you wanted it hanging here.
He says it is.
Oh, that's from when it was privately owned.
Yes, but they donated
Before
it.
Westmore.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
Right.
funny
Yes.
that the selectman
Yeah. Okay.
had to put out a sign if it was
Donate.
privately owned. The selects.
It's per the order of the select board, but it's privately
It's a
owned.
private owned.
It says
It's
it's a
a.
private beach.
But I mean, basically, they only
Probably.
owned a foot down the middle, the Harders.
I think probably what they did is come out. They came to a board meeting and requested that.
I'm
Okay.
sure.
Somewhere, if you went back into the minutes, you'd find
And
that.
they must have been cleaning out, and Glenn.
That was when he, what was their name?
Harder.
I don't.
Elaine.
Yeah, I can never get it, but she had that
Oh,
so when
Aileen.
she passed away and they
Yeah.
sold the house and cleaned out.
But there's no
Yeah.
date on it, right?
No, there's no date, but there is no lifeguard. Swim at your own risk is handwritten. But you could date it by their term,
Who
probably.
was on there, Charlie's?
So where would this go?
On a wall.
Okay.
I just, you want to save these kind of things.
Now,
Or I could donate it to the, I don't know if the stone house, the old stone house, they like memorabilia. I don't know. Or did you want to keep it
I
here?
would leave it in the air somewhere, but
Yeah.
keep it here.
So we could frame, well, if you, I think it's worth framing and chat or shadow boxing just
Okay,
to.
let me say that a resident did make contact with me about this issue on the agenda and asked that not glass not be considered because, as she said, signs are often vandalized and broken glass on the beach is a
Oh, it wouldn't be on the
terrible
beach. It would go on a wall. It goes.
Even if they, slam something or shot at it with a pistol or something, could she said she suggested plexiglass, that's all.
But we're going to hang it on the wall here.
It's
It's not
not going
going
to
to
the
the
beach.
beach. So it's going to be inside the.
Yeah, in
Right.
here, yes.
Somebody could shoot right through.
Why don't we do that?
It's just a piece of memorabilia.
What does a shadow box look
A
like?
shadow box, it's deeper, like this sits in it. You know how they display medals and things? That's a shadow box. I think a frame is, they would take this off and do a black frame. So they're saving this. I
So
don't know if you want
basically
the wood.
framing it in here,
Put it
putting it
in,
in
put
here.
glass, put
Okay.
it in glass.
Yeah. I think in a shadow box, this would stay. I think the
Yeah.
wood, which it
I
is
think for the little more to
handmade.
keep the original,
Original
Yes.
thing all together.
Ambient.
So,
I
yeah, because
think of the antique frames with the glass in them. Maybe a piece of the glass would fit that.
I want
Or
to do
you
it
could just put the glass
professionally.
without having to change it.
Well, I think if you do a shadow box, it's in there. I don't want to mess with it. I
Yeah,
know that.
maybe.
Glass, it could just be inset into that as is. We could take it to a glass place to do it, but they wouldn't be charging an
Well,
enormous amount because
I don't
just
really
measure it. What is
want, I
it?
don't
And
really
then
want
you take
glass
the
up next
measurements
to
and
that.
see. Thank
We could
you.
take the
That's why
glass
it
shadow
happened,
box
it
and
might,
put, yeah.
the other
and
thing is,
moisture got in.
Yeah, it
yeah.
might, you might.
So a shadow box, it would be a
Don't know
weight.
what, it looks to me. Yeah.
Why don't we hang it up and have a go, like ask people what the, how should we deserve this? People walk in here and start a good conversation. I
I've been
think
waiting around for a year, so
for a
yeah,
year
I
right
think
now.
just do it. I
So
think.
we're hearing people aren't paying taxes and everything else, and this keeps adding up. We're paying people to shred our papers, we're paying for this, we're paying for that. This is like a
I think shredding is a normal office
but I'm saying this is like an extra,
If you're in no hurry
yeah.
for it, I will make a shadow box for it.
Okay. Well,
And
thank
yes,
you.
I
That's
can do
very
that.
nice of you.
Yes, I have the equipment to do it.
Oh,
I
you
can
do.
make a
You've
shadow box
done.
for it.
Is that
As long
okay?
as you're not in a hurry,
We're not in a
I'm gonna make
hurry.
one for it.
Does that
And I still
require
like
glass too?
glass? It will require a piece of glass. It
Yeah.
will require a piece of glass, yes.
Okay. She would like to
I can
maybe
then
consider
there you go
the
with the
glass.
shadow
Yeah.
box.
I'll
I'll
make.
measure it and measure all the frames I have and see.
Good.
See what options you have for glass
Right,
side, and
right.
then I can make the box.
Okay, sounds good to
And
me.
save money.
Very good. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yep.
Okay, so let's see next one. Permission for payment to the Vermont State Withholding and BEMRS when due.
So these are my quarterlies for payroll, and I do the quarterlies, and it doesn't always jive with the select board. And when they're due, they're due. VEMR's is due on the 15th, which was a big one. I put the payment till Thursday. I sent the paperwork in. It made the 15th, but I put the deposit. It's automatic deposit in for after the meeting, so you could okay it. But they don't like us to do that. They want it paid. But VEMR's was 11,000, so I wanted the select board's okay to do that when it's due, even if it doesn't fall.
Yeah,
It's a government. It's
it's gotta
the
be paid.
yeah, and the withholding tax also. That was
Okay.
2,600, and that one I did for April 22nd. Again, same reason.
Well, I
But
entertain a motion on that.
I'll make a motion to approve Elaine to make the
hey.
VEMR's Vermont State withholding when due
Quarterlies, yeah.
quarterlies.
Okay.
Okay.
No
Second.
second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Right.
Aye.
Okay. Scales renewal license for weighing and measuring fee due $175. Signature needed.
And this is, I can't remember if this is, oh, okay, this has time to be due, so we can do a check. But this, because I don't know scales, this has to be Peter used to do it as a road
Blue
commissioner.
scale.
But we have a vehicle in heavy duty scale at 175 in a portable platform.
Blue scale.
Yeah.
But
Well,
that's
this is for the state. You have to get it
oh,
every
for
year.
down. That's for the down the transfer
Yeah.
station.
I thought
Yeah.
it was that they were going to
Well,
do
those are the two scales on it.
Yeah,
Yes.
you have to have them
But
certified
once a
every.
year.
They're only doing, are they doing both of them?
Yes.
The platform?
So they're going to come check them.
No, you're certifying, and I didn't want to certify, so I need a motion to certify. You can read it. You're the road
But
commissioner.
they don't go down and check it.
I
Usually
thought they
they
usually
they
do.
probably
Yeah, they
do,
usually do.
but
He's
it.
probably already been there and
Yeah, that's separate. That's the money, but it's also certifying. So I can't. I don't know. Peter used
Well,
to. We used to do it at a select
usually
board.
Scale used to come in and do it.
He probably does. I think that's
Yeah,
maybe just the fee.
this is just telling them that we will have somebody check them and that we comply by the applicable sections of the Vermont laws regarding weights and measurements.
I don't know what those are, but so if we can have a motion to renew a license application and then you can do it all.
I'll make a motion to renew the license application for the scales.
Okay. All in favor?
All
All
right.
right. Okay, so we're going to go to the Liquor Commission. Let's see. Request to cater permit with class little food service, notch house.
I think you have to read the opening
You don't have to read the whole thing.
instead of motioning in and out. That takes
Okay,
care of it.
Liquor Commission, liquor control, consideration of liquor permit application, select board acting in the capacity as a liquor con local liquor commission, approval needed.
Okay, and then so the first one is a request to cater Willie's Food Service at Notch House. June 30th from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m. You want to do all three of them together, how you have, or
Yes.
the other one is a limited event request, Roger Meyer. We had not okayed it at the last meeting asking for training, and he sent his training certificate as well as the receipt for the insurance policy for a wedding event because it's the limited event. And on the permit, it would state bar service only on August 22nd from 1 to 10 p.m. And then the Willoughby Lake store is the renewals of the tobacco license and the first and second class liquor license and outdoor consumption payment. And they have paid the, there's a fee to pay the town, a fee to pay the, I think they pay the state after, but they paid the town fee. So we're all set on that. So we just need motions, and then I will send the approval to the liquor control board.
I'll make a motion to approve the three requests for permit.
Okay, second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, so local citizens and visitors, questions and discussion.
I wanted to bring up something about the tower. Does anyone have to recuse themselves? I wanted to talk about the tower. Does anyone have to recuse themselves?
don't
know.
No,
I don't
good. Did people send you?
She sent it today. Today was what's not on this meeting.
Okay, I
So,
didn't get it. Do you have
this was not really.
TW didn't send like they
I
usually
don't
send
know
the
who sent
signature.
it. I was too busy doing everything, and today is past the
It's just
agenda.
critical that everyone's up to date on it. You realize the interveners, with the help of many
Yeah, but I wish
citizens,
this would have
put
been
up
put on
letters.
the
Yeah,
agenda.
and
The
it
Americans
wasn't because
community.
it came today,
Yes,
and we
that
I was dealing
any
with
matters of the agenda.
no, because the agenda was already.
We can take information only,
Oh, that's
though.
not. I'm just
That's
giving you. That's
information.
all we're doing. We're
Wait,
giving you
didn't hear
information.
you. Would you repeat what you just
Yes,
said?
sure. So we're in Supreme Court,
Yep.
Vermont Supreme Court, with the tower case. ITW tried to get the whole thing dismissed, saying that we have no right whatsoever, and the judges ruled in our favor, and it is not dismissed. And the next move is ITW. We already submitted our brief. We already submitted it
So
on the
no, I
tax
didn't get, I usually
implementation
get.
plan is not being followed. That all the stuff that you guys did, that the planning board did,
that the PUC did not take it into consideration. The lawyer that was hired by a bunch of citizens that put their own money up front to hire the attorney, we're standing pretty good. The fact that the four judges said very strongly that taking this away from the citizens, this decision, not allowing them to appear, would be the wrong thing. That is very, very strong. And I'm surprised, because how many times does ITW always send Elaine notices about the condition, where things are, right? They noticed. They didn't send you a letter saying that the Supreme Court said this. Yeah. Next step is they have until April 27th to respond to our reply that we handed in the end of February. And then we get to respond to that at the end of May. So just so you know, it's all alive. It's in the Superior Court.
And I'll forward it. I'll forward that to you tomorrow. Yes. I just
okay.
Thank okay. you for what you're doing.
Okay. Yeah. Elaine says she's gonna forward everything to us tomorrow.
This pile was my today work.
That's why
Creek was our now main point yeah. person
yes.
with the attorney, because she helps collect the money. Okay. So Dave Anderson and Cynthia Creeble, since they guarantee that if not enough people put money in, they guarantee the money will be found. Okay. So we put them in charge. But this is good news that it didn't get thrown out. It's very, very good news. And the other thing you need to know is Act 248A that started this whole mess with the PUC, it's in the Senate building right now. The House stood behind us. I testified, Annette Smith testified, a lot of people testified. Anyone that wants to write a comment, this is the last week to do it. If you go on the Senate Finance Committee, because they're leaning to making it a permanent law instead of looking at it every 3 years. And we're saying it hasn't worked well yet. So let's keep it, let's not sunset it. Let's keep it every 3 years. The state needs to look at it. It should not become a law. It needs to remain a statute that constantly gets looked at, because they're using, believe me, if you look at the House thing, and Annette Smith used our case a lot at the Senate with Ann Cummings and said, look, this town was not listened to. It is a national natural landmark. Their town plan spelt it out, and both the planning board and the select board. Their problem was it was the timing. Everything was submitted late.
Yeah.
But that's why that plan, the town plan, what the gentleman said earlier today, the town plan is important.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to keep it going well. But this is good news. We're not dead in the water.
Okay. Are you all right, Kathy?
Yeah. I also wanted to quickly on another subject where the gentleman spoke about 181. Over 200 towns in Vermont and 177 have responded not in favor of, you know, this. So I would like to encourage the town to send a letter like he suggested, so we're not the minority that doesn't get involved in that. It's just a suggested letter, and it just points. I mean, it
thank you,
just goes that.
You paid me a cost of that too.
I think we put it on. We're going to put it
it's
on.
It's going to be on Wednesday.
Right? Yeah, we're all going to review the Charleston letter first.
And I think it's on the agenda together. For our special meeting.
I have to add it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so I think we're done except for local correspondence.
I didn't.
What? Who?
Andrew.
Oh, Andrew, you want? Andrew, you need to get here.
Just wondering if there's anything as far as the beach and charging for it that's moving ahead for this summer.
Well, it didn't get on the agenda this week.
What?
And I didn't get around to.
Oh, your surveys?
No, the charging at the beach. I wanted to get started on.
Make sure we put it on the agenda for next meeting.
I did tell you when I was in here, and you wrote it down.
Oh well.
And then it didn't come on the agenda, and then it was Friday when I saw it, and it was like,
is that Bluetooth sticking out? Lost service.
I don't do all that.
So, is that all right with you, Andrew? If we put it on the next week's next meeting's agenda.
And just,
I guess I missed that. The amount
of money we're spending there and the lack of the tax revenue we're missing, and the town's going after businesses and Airbnbs to make up for this while the residents can't use the beach because it's overrun, and we're getting nothing out of it. I don't
No.
I think it's time.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll make sure it gets on the agenda for next meeting. Yeah. Thank you.
I do have a second chance.
Okay.
They do have a second chance.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, I'll set there. Anybody else? Okay, correspondence.
All the correspondence became part of the.
That was all done.
Yeah, there was nothing prior okay. to the agenda. Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. Approval of minutes of prior meeting, special select board meeting, April 1, transfer station, and April 6, VTRAN, as well as the regular select board meeting on April 6.
I'll make a motion to approve all three.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right.
Do you want the survey?
You said you have a copy of that.
I think that's where my brain is waiting for. That.
You can just
need her 60
I think
letters from maybe I'll come in. On 181.
And try to letter piles for.
That's right. Yeah. You did all the research. My brain must have been somewhere else.
Well, I did on the beach.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably when you told me.
Yes.
Property rights.
My brain.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, I have to leave that day, I think. That's
yeah.
There's no opinion, which will come out Wednesday.
We need five
I don't believe that repealing zone 3 and the road rule goes far enough.
I think the whole thing,
the first
Monday,
Friday housing,
Monday the 27th.
They have plans in there for like five different house plans that are supposed to be given out to developers for easy bid process. So it was just,
I haven't kept that. One thing I haven't kept up on was a reading.
Yeah.
And,
thank you. Okay. Well, I'll make copies of
this. Yeah, I would like to have us write a different letter than not take word for word Charleston's letter. Try to.
Miriam is the writer.
Not this time.
Oh, no.
No, I mean, you know, help, but it should be a group. Oh, so.
No, I type.
No, it sounds like Jason knows a lot about it, so maybe he can throw some ideas that would go into that letter.
I'm going to be voting shadow box.
Do you need a shadower?
I just took a pretty big shadow. I just brought my bandsaw back from Pennsylvania. So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I will probably copy and give this to them. Okay, thank you. Another letter that you could look at in regard to
on that 181. On that 181.
Yes. So I'll give you all a copy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll just work
with
that.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, thank you.
Bye, Martin. I'll be very excited. Go ahead. That's a minute.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
There's another website too, and there's all of that. 177
Can you figure out like what you're lacking?
Yeah.
That's
okay.
As far as it goes.
Okay. I can do that.
You got my number.
Right. I can send that off to them.
That'd be great.
I think it is. She said she tested.
Andrew loves phone calls late at night.
Well, he's seen me stand in the lobby. So yeah.
No, like
he's driving by. I'm like, man, you should just later.
I did before no pain. There was a period where they left the lock it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll stop.
I gave you that.
Yeah. Okay. And then I'm going to give everybody up.
Yeah, for a while, Barton did it.
Yeah.
The whole
Well,
summer.
I was gonna say, I was told Ned used to do it.
Respect you.
Ned
for off and on for a while.
Well, I'm the guy that used to live.
The guy that had my house.
Yeah. Now the one beside you.
Oh, he did it years ago.
Carl Briggs.
Yeah.
He did it for years.
He did not me. Little strobe light goes up, you got 5 minutes. And,
yeah.
Right? You know, people drove, last year, a guy drove over the rocks and down.
I'm Doug Wells.
Messed his running boards up, messed his quarter panel up. Like, we're sitting there because. We're sitting there. Another guy took the little camp next to me. Another guy took his fence down, took the fence post out, and drove through his yard. It's like, this was late. This wasn't like, oh, I missed it by 15 minutes. Because if I see somebody down there 15 minutes later, I've gone down and left them out. This is like 11:30, 12.
Yeah,
I don't know where you want to
They left their vehicle and went with someone else.
And yeah, took up this right.
Yes.
All right, have a good night.
Yeah,
good
night. Yeah. More papers. You're gonna get a big pile tonight.
With David, there's your letters to look at. Did you all get one? Miriam has hers.
Yes.
I'm good.
No, because but since the cycle is over,
okay, and then I need a bunch of signatures. Let me get
we just don't want things to make it into law. We're like people the way it is. At least 3 years,
that goes in David's file. I didn't want to take it and have double.
I've got my hand drop. Roll one out.
That's,
did I give him the pile of all the signatures? Oh, there's something. There are too many papers.
Yeah,
I don't think I've seen that one yet.
Oh, you all have to sign this one. That's
this,
the rest
this
of the
is yours.
Okay.
Date work accepted, Isaiah, on this today. I'm going to put it by Isaiah.
Yep.
We have to probably ask John, but like the electric at the garage with those solar panels. I wonder if we're getting ahead of them.
I was wondering that the other day whether we even make any money.
Yeah, we should. You would think.
No, I haven't seen any of those.
You'd think the solar, the sun hasn't shined
not
much.
Not much, but.
But we shouldn't really be paying anything.
Yeah.
I'd
say Casey.
Thank you.
This is the Town of Eden letter.
And then these are David's.
Did everybody get the Charleston letter?
Yes.
Did everybody get the Eden letter?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. I'll add Act 181 to the agenda for Wednesday.
Yes.
Letter.
Marcus Perkins and Steve.
But I thought Wednesday was going to be an executive.
It can be both. You can have a regular.
Yeah, you'd
regular, and then the executive.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we'll probably go into a regular meeting. Go into executive.
Okay.
And then come out.
I put Westmore
I've already talked
first.
about
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sure
you have.
Are any fire? Yeah. Are any fire people coming?
Yeah, that's. I have no idea.
They should be. They should be here. It's not really fair.
I think
I'd
Ray
look to
is
that
away.
Where we've taken too much testimony from one side and didn't hear the other side. And
I can also tell you there's some.
These are the couple you have to sign.
There.
What's that?
There's some big intentions
but,
there.
Yeah. But to that point.
So where do I find this thing? Right here.
They want.
No, that's yes, yep. Select board yep. chair, yes.
Yep. So. And
it'll be a public meeting on the record. Yeah. So if anybody gets out of hand, we can stop him.
So are they aware of it though? That's what I don't know. Should
well you now yeah.
Anybody want this?
No. Do you need to keep one of these copies for the record?
What are they?
The bid from for the electrical from any of
I feel like I have them all.
Yeah, they you have one five and six.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna be interested.
But no, I agree. It should be both. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all. And then David, this one here is for everybody. Oh no, that's
a big lawsuit.
No, you can do that one. And if you initial those two,
it's all one side,
and then sign at the bottom.
Here, this is a decision on the ground. It's a special meeting. It's been warned. I will simply, as the liaison, notify their secretary that there's a special meeting, and if they want, and then they take it from there.
Yep.
And I'm sort of going to rewind it. I we have time, so I'm just going to redo it and add the Act 181. Okay.
Yep. Okay. So let me see. What else do we have here?
You have the beer
charity.
What
is that empty? Yeah, I put it in the other envelope.
I know.
That's short. Get here, and then I'll find it later.
Well, David, you did good on another meeting. Look at that.
Yeah.
For that whole big list.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, my, yeah.
Well, we have been out of here quicker than that. We could just not talk so much.
Should we talk about getting together to draft this letter from viewing Charleston and Eden?
She's going to add it to the agenda for the special meeting on Wednesday.
Thank you.
So if you'd like to, I don't know how you want to do it, though. How will it be ready to be signed?
Well, if we read the other two letters, then we can discuss, correct? Wednesday?
Yep, I think that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll just try to blend the two of them.
Two of them.
And, because it's going to be hard to say anything different.
Yeah. One sentence. We completely disagree and feel you should completely repeal 181.
Thank you.
Or, just go to the point.
Probably more to get read.
That's the points that he brought up today.
Yeah. I think one of the points you should put in there is that this was done and nobody knew about it.
Nobody knew about it for 2 years.
There was law for 2 years
okay.
and nobody knew about it.
Right.
And that is kind of like.
That's very transparent.
I know I'm on the thing here, but whatever.
Well, again, we're going to discuss it again on Wednesday.
Yeah.
We can say that.
I just wanted to have Marion some of the feed off.
That's a good point. What did you say?
Give you something to feed off from. But
if you write the letter.
Right, but if you had under one condition.
What?
That you read it and you edit it and you don't just leave it up to one person.
Yes.
Remember that when you hear the woodpecker.
David, there's one underneath it that might need a signature too, where the tab is.
Yeah. No, I agree with your idea. Simple.
You're right.
Shorter.
It gets read.
That one from Charleston is too long. Half the people that are sitting on their desk, they'll read the first line, the last line, and
that's about it.
Yeah.
The Eden one, I didn't read the content of the Eden one yet, but.
Well, don't forget that. That's a good, excellent point. Transparency.
There was no transparency in this, right? Yeah.
And I mean,
right.
It was vetoed, and the supermajority overrode the veto.
Yeah.
And the next election cycle, after overriding that veto and the energy bill, a lot of them no longer in office. And I have a feeling more are going to lose their seat over this.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'll see.
I mean, after all, it affects.
Yeah, other than
yeah,
Burlington, Montpelier.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to say no more. It's like sometimes I open my mouth up too much. So
I'll make motion. We accept payroll number
8.
And accounts payable.
Are you second?
Yep. I didn't get the sign off sheet, the initial sheet. Oh, David got it.
I need time to look at the select order. Guess I don't have it though. So
yeah, that's the problem with
when
you save it for last, you're always rushing through it rather than
giving it the time that it deserves.
You mentioned prior that you used to do this at 5:30, but then people showed up and wanted to talk to you ahead of time.
We could do it.
I think you should do it at 5:30, but not unlock the door until 5:55.
I don't think legally we can.
You can't unless you go into an executive session, and I don't think it's an executive session.
Because we're all together.
Yeah.
They would say, well, you're in there doing something you're not supposed to
do. All right, well, we can start the meeting at 5:30, go into executive session, handle the bills.
or just put a sign up that says, shh.
Yeah, library.
That'll last for a week.
I think that's a good idea, though. We tried that.
See, if we got a popcorn machine, they'd be busy eating.
Yeah.
We could deal with it.
That's fine. I've been having this popcorn machine.
Yeah. Apple money.
A lot of stuff that we really need to do, and there's other things besides what happens here, but government things like take care of the beach, things like that, they take time. And they kind of get pushed aside because there's all other stuff coming
forward.
And now here we are, April.
Yeah.
And we haven't done yet there.
That was a long agenda. That one kept me
busy. It wasn't.
I was very busy.
And then the guy coming in to talk, for 15 minutes. It was interesting, and yet you couldn't shut him off. But the guy that sat at the end there, I mean, it was a good thing that he talked about. But
well, it's pretty thorough. It's going on.
Yeah, he didn't say the main points.
I've read quite a bit over the last couple of weeks. But did anybody see the sheriff's the pictures from the sheriff yet?
No.
Were they
there on the 15th. They took the pictures as requested. They had the cars, and they did individual pictures, and they did a group picture. A friend of ours, her son recently joined the sheriff's department, so I got to see some preview pictures.
No, we haven't. Yeah. I didn't know if they
posted anything yet or not. I'm not on Facebook, so I don't. So.
I think they would send them to her. She said she'd share them. So.
Yeah. Mm.
She has to send her contract and Glover too. I keep asking.
Who's that?
Glover, we need to. April, it's the ambulance contract.
I see him this afternoon.
Oh, I asked
him. I was going to say something.
I sent him an email, but I'll send it again. Okay. He wants a meeting?
Adam?
Oh, like I next to.
Say no more.
His price is going up.
Like next agenda.
No, I felt nothing right now.
But next meet.
Because
I've been trying to get the contract.
Yeah.
Your phone's been awful busy, huh?
I got so worn out that I actually didn't do a thing all over the weekend.
I think that's good, David.
Oh.
I wish.
Well, I was just I was beat.
You were probably zinging.
Oh. You know, it's awful when you wake up in the morning and you think, oh, the first thing comes to mind. Well, this is, oh, I wonder what, you know, town stuff. Yeah, you live and you breathe it. I'm about done. I think we're getting a pretty good board right now. This is about time I'd leave.
That doesn't happen to me yet.
I hope not.
But it's things like that you wonder. I got a very wondering mind. My mind just doesn't stop.
But there's a lot. This was a busy agenda. All these ordinances and policies, and making sure you're aware of it. And
all set, Marion.
Say Tiffany, Monsieur.
Tiffany. Okay. We'll pass it over.
And I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
All of
at
seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Let me end this.
Yeah, I didn't figure I'd be home before 9 tonight. So.
Hey, you know what I think just happened? I think we never voted on the bills.
I made the motion.
We didn't vote on it, did we?
Okay.
Bill, yes, and Isaiah said, oh, I don't know if you did all in favor.